Yeah. Holding the Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, "Vortanya Rabbi Yehuda Weinba Ma'arvin Lekoyin Tohor Betruma Tohiro Bekever." You're allowed to make an Eruvei Tchumin, but put a Truma Tohiro for a Koyin, and you're putting it mamish on a Kever. A Kever doesn't mean a Beis HaKvoros. A Kever means a private, like a place where somebody was buried. So you could put the Truma Mamash on that Mokum, and still the Erev is Chal. For the Gemara, a few kashes. Eshens Heche Ozel. How could the Kohen go to the Mokum where the Erev is? I, a Kohen, can't go to a Kever who become Tomei. The Teretz says he goes B'Shei the Teva Midul. He could go again in the chest, and there's a Chetzitza between him and the Mace on the bottom. Therefore, the Kohen does not become Tomei. That's how it's Mutter. For the Gemara, Babo Akiv on the Achto Itmolo. Here the Shailer is, you have Truma Tohira. Now, Truma, if it becomes Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. Even a Kohen can't eat it. So here, when you put the Truma down on the Kever, the Kever has a Tumas Mace, it's Matama the Truma. So it should be Yosef then to anybody eat this Truma, and you can't make an Erev with it. And for the Gemara, B'Shloi Hukshua, we're talking about these Peiris that were Truma, we had no Hechshur. No water came on the Peiris after they were cut off. So therefore, even though it touches a Mace, it's not Makabel Tumah. That's the loch of peiros, or any food can't be mekabel tumah unless first it had hechsher. First some water went on top of it. Oi, shenilusha be mei peiros. Or else if we're talking about nilush, we're talking about you made a dough out of it, I'll tell you the mei peiros you put inside, you did not put inside it water, you put inside it mei peiros. And mei peiros is not hechsher, it's not mashal mekabel tumah. Therefore, it's not mekabel tumah, this truma. So even though the truma touches a kever, the truma does not become tummy. How does the Kohen take the Truma? Again, we want the Kohen to make an Erev Tchumim that he's leaving outside Truma Torah on top of a Kever. So the Chur asked in the Kasher is the Truma should become Tomei. We say, no, it's not Hukshla Kabel Tuma. But now the Shailer is, how does the Kohen go to get the Truma? The Chur, when he sticks out his hand to get the Truma, he's touching over the Truma, over the Mace, and he should become Tomei again. So it's still Shver. How could the Kohen have this Erev with a Truma? The Drashi, Vehechi Maisi Lo, Lo Eichlo, how could the Kohen go to eat this Truma? Do Rabbi Yehuda, Royal Eichloi Boy. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, you have to be able to eat the Ruvit Chumim. It's not enough the fact, like we say, Yain for Nozir is good, even though the Nozir can't drink the wine, but somebody else could drink it. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you, the one that's leaving the air, he has to be able to eat it. Why? Midinoka Torah V'Torah. The Raya is, because he says, his Kiddush is, O Kohen Tor, can make an Eruv Etchumim with a Truma Torah. Now, why does the Kohen have to be Torah? It's no good if the Kohen is Tomeh, B'Torah, if the Truma is Torah. Why? Mishum Dechazah Lachrina, I the Kash, let it be good, since another Kohen could eat it. Elamai, no, you see, this Kohen has to be able to eat the Truma. Therefore, the Kintu is Afka, the Kohen himself is Torah. And the Truma is Torah. Therefore, the Kohen is allowed to eat the Truma, even though the Truma is on top of a Kever. So that was the Kasher Eshin's, the Truma is Mekabel Tumah. The Teretz says, no, there was no Hechsher. These Peris never had water come on the Peris. But now the Kasher is, though, how does he go and take the Truma? The Chur, when the Kohen puts out his hand to take the Truma off the Kever, it invites his oil al hamais, he should become Tumah. And for the Gemara, the Pshut the Kliyetz. The Kohen has to use a long stick, a long ladle, that's the Pshut the Kliyetz. A flat piece of wood, that the wood has no base kibbul, therefore the loch is, it's not makabel tumah. A kliyetz is not makabel tumah. So drashi b'pshut the kliyetz, lay makabel tumah, abo b'midi the makabel tumah loy, but something, if the kli, when it touches a kever, becomes tumah, that wouldn't be good for this kohen. To ever lay kli tumah meis, because if, let's say he'll take a metal, a spoon, so when the metal spoon touches the kever, the spoon becomes tumah meis. Shu'av atum, it's an avatumah, to metama machmas oil, because the spoon itself became Tumah Machmas Oil. Or Metama Levi Yodam, since it becomes an Avatumah, that's the Alocha, any time a Kli Matchis touches the Mace, it becomes an Avatumah. Not a Rishon, but an Avlatumah. And an Avatumah is Metama and Odom. So when the Odom, when the Kohen touches this spoon, it's Metama the Kohen. V'tomei Yosef Truma Torah. And then it'll be Yosef here, because the Kohen, if he's Tomei, he can't eat Truma Torah. V'koye lebe Misa, he'll be Chayiv Misa, if a Kohen Tomei eats Truma. V'yafagav leslei Pasech Tefach, even though there's no Pasech Tefach, here's how what? If you touch the spoon, if the spoon would be metal, when the spoon touches the mace, the spoon becomes an avatumum, and the fact the Kohen is touching the spoon will be metam of the Kohen. Therefore, the Yetzer is, it's a Pshuta Kli Yetz. He's using a long ladle. That's a wooden ladle. It's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah. Shreti Gemara, Akoponav, Akomayel, Luchura, the Havaminer is that this ladle is a Tefach wide. See, even though it's a Pshuta Kli Yetz, it's a flat piece of wood. That's not Mekabel Tumah al Kli, but let it be an oil. Let it be like it's a piece of oil. It's like sticking when he puts his, this big ladle to get the truma. It's one side of the ladle is over the mace. So it has it in oil. And it brings the truma to the other side of the ladle where the kohen is touching it. So vaitu, the kohen should become tamei. Even though the kli itself is a pshuta kli eitz, a flat piece of wood, the kli doesn't become tamei al keli, but let it be it in oil. Since when you put the spoon down to get the truma, one side of the spoon is going to be over the mace. So Mela makes an oil now, it brings the tumah to the other side of the kli, which the crane is touching. So that's the kashya. If the spoon is a tefach wide, it's the haviminam, it should become an oil. And if the Gemara wasn't a tefach wide, and the Gemara, demaitzile achure, or some agurus achude, that means you hold it sideways on its point. That you hold the stick like this, it's not a pasach tefach, it's not a tefach wide, therefore it's not called an oil. Rashi says, or some have used on the side achudei, the kli shein b'chudei tefach, the yashar part of it is not a tefach wide. Melalav oilu. Therefore, this kli, this wooden spoon, is not called an oil. So b'manashach, also din kli, it's not makabel tumah because it's a pshuti kli eitz. Also din oil, it's over the mace, it's not a pasach tefach. It doesn't have a shear to be an oil. Therefore, this dehecha timsa a koyin can make an eruve trumim by somebody puts a truma Torah on top of a kefir, and the koyin can still use for eruve trumim because the koyin could go there on Shabbos and he could get the truma by using a pshuta kli eitz, and the truma was not makabel tumah because it had no hechsher. Therefore, it's mutter. For the Gemara Yochi, that's the kimta. My time of the rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon answer it? Like, why should the Rabbanan argue and say that this Erev should not be Chal? It's Mashma Tzoni Rav Yehudis saying this din. Mashma the Rabbanan argue. So what should be wrong here? Like Rashi says, Yehochi Matem the Rabbanan. The Keva Yechidi. We're talking about here, you put the Truma Torah on top of one grave. It wasn't in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. It was just one grave there. So Nehidi Yeflugi B'mas Nisim Beis HaKvaros. In our Mishnah that said you could put an Eruv Yitchumin in the Beis HaKvaros for Koyin, the Rabbanan argue. For Leisvirlu, did to have a Chetitze B'yoyel, Zorik. Because there the question is, if you put the Eruv in the middle of the Beis HaKvaros, how could the Koyin get into the middle of the Beis HaKvaros? So we said that the Man Yam, the Mishnah holds, he could go with an oil Zorik. He'll go on top of a box, and somebody will carry the box into the Beis HaKvaros, so the box remains a Chetitze, therefore it's called a good oil. But we said the Rabbanan argue and say, no, oil zorek loishimay oil. An oil that's moving is not called an oil. So that's only you have to come onto oil zorek if it's in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. Then the Kohen can't get to it. Here we're talking about, though, a kever means a one coffin, one grave. It wasn't in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. So the Kohen mamish could walk mamish up to the grave and not go on top of the grave, but take this wooden pshut the kliyates and take the truma. That's the Gemara's kasha yochem, my time with the Rabbanan. Why should anybody argue and say a Kohen can't put a truma Torah before Shabbos for his eruv etchumin on top of a kever? What's wrong with it? And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan argue and say kasavri also liknois bayis biyisuri hanor. The pshat is a mace. Once a person is mace, he's also hanor. You're not allowed to have any hanor from the mace. And who are then any clothing or any tashmisha of the mace is also also banor. So male the kever is called the tashmish of the mace. The kever becomes also banor. So therefore, you're not allowed to put your ruvet chumim on top of the kever, because the side of the ruvet chumim is, if out you have your mozin outside the city, the payamama, where the mozin is like your kohen shvisam, that's your place where you're living the Shabbos. So we look as if that's where you're living, and you have an payamama further. So if you put the Erev on top of the kever, you're like kohen your shvisa on top of the kever. Now the kever is also banor. Since it's also banor, you're not allowed to be kohen yeshvisa there. That's why the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan hold that the isuri anor, you can't put an Erev on top of a kever. So it's lav dafka din in the kohen, or we didn't even in Yisrael also. Rashi also liklo is bayis isuri anor, the kever on top of a grave. For ho hanohi, the chud is called hanor eruv b'tchumin, the mishdori bay lemeifik chutz b'tchum. Because of this Erev, you're allowed to walk now another apayim amah. V'chol tashmishi ha-meis asurim banur. Anything that's mishtamish the meis, it becomes also banur. The Nav Kulam b'Sanhedrin, mi v'tom ha-shom Miriam, v'gom ha-shom shom yegle ha-rufa. V'afilu b'Yisroel nami yasur rabon. Enechlam, even for Yisroel, it's also to put on the rubi tchumim on top of a kever. V'od the Tony Kain, why does the Braisa start off saying a Kain? L'diach ha-koichet Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda holds even a Kain is allowed to put Truma Torah on top of a kever, and he can use it for the rubi tchumim. In the case that we had before, where the Truma had no Hechsher, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. But the Rabbanan argue and say no, it's also to have Anor from a Kever. For the Gemara, Michlad Reb Yehuda, Sova, Mutter, Abzeh Staka Shver Reb Yehuda. Why does Reb Yehuda hold you allowed to make an Arubi Tchumim on top of a Kever? Right, it's also Anor. The Torah says, Kesova, Mitzvah, Slav, Lehenes, Nitnu. He holds, we'll soon see, you're only allowed to make an Arubi Tchumim to go with Dvar Mitzvah. So the reason why you want to walk out of the Tchum Shabbos is with Dvar Mitzvah. So Dvar Mitzvah, the Klal is, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. So even though it's also to have Anor from a kever, this is not called having Anor. You're only doing to do a Mitzvah, and Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. So Drashi, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna, the Mitzvahs were not given to have Anor from them. And he also holds the Drashi Vein Marvin El Dvar Mitzvah. You're only allowed to make an Arubi Tchumim to walk out of the city another Apayim Mamel Dvar Mitzvah. Lelechas Lebeis Oval, either to go Menachem Oval, or Lebeis HaMishtek Lekamon, in the case where it's a Mitzvah. So Bezoi yields mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. For the Gemara Eloho di Yom Arova, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. That's Rova's Yisrael, he says in Rosh Hashanah. And shall there if you blow a shofar shall onayla, which the Churan Oyla, carbon oil is also banor. If you take the shofar off the carbon oil, it's a shalik to be yotzei the mitzvah. So there Rova says, yes, you are yotzei the mitzvah, because mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Is the Churan Lehme Kitanoi Yorma Lishmaite. The Churan Rova there in Rosh Hashanah is telling now Machleges Hanoyim, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who was saying it's mutter because mitzvah is la lehenes nitno. Why did the Rabbanan say it's awesome? Because they held no, mitzvah is lehenes nitno. So churat samachlokes hanoim, how could Rabbi say so posh it there, if you blow a shofar from a korban oila yo ayyotze? Or malach Rabbi, Rabbi answers no. Isvirlu dein marvin elu dvar mitzvah. If everybody will hold that you can only make a rubi tchumim if you want to go to dvar mitzvah, say nachanami, then here the kula yalma, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Everybody is masking to my svar, Rabbi says, that if it's only the dvar mitzvah, avada would be mutter. Because mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Now, b'hochi b'hochi miflugi, what's the machlokes bayos, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin? Why do the Rabbonin say you can't make a rubi tchumim and put it on top of a kever? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He owes any time you make a rubi tchumim, it's only the dvar mitzvah. Therefore, you could put the erev even on top of a kever, because mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Umasov, the Rabbanan hold no. Ma'arvin afilu dvar harashus. You're allowed to make a rubi tchumim, even if you stam want to walk out of the city. Stam with dvar harashus. You want to take a stroll. You want to take a nice walk. He holds also mutter. Therefore, that's why the Rabbanan say you can't put your rubi tchumim on top of a kever, because you've been kind of shvisa there, you're having hanor from it, and it's also to have hanor from a kever. That's the machlokes. For the Gemara of Azoy Faket now, Eloho di Yomer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says later on, that ein marvin elo dvar mitzvah. He holds like a dove of pshita. You could only make an Arubi Tchumim if you want to walk out of the city le dvar mitzvah. He says it's Tam Rav Yosef. Is the Chura Lema Kitano Yom Lishmaite. The Chura Rav Yosef is saying, according to Machlokes Hanoim then. We say now that's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That our Rabbanan here hold, you can make an Arubi Tchumim for any purpose, even with dvar harashus. So that's not like Rav Yosef. So how could Rav Yosef lay the face of pshita? You could only make an Arubi dvar mitzvah. Or Maloch Rav Yosef, Zok Rav Yosef, everyone's like this. The Kula Yalma Ein Marvin Elo Dvar Mitzvah. No, everybody holds like me. Even the Rabbanan hold. The Mika Radin, you're only allowed to make an Arubi Tchumim if you want to walk out of the city, Le Dvar Mitzvah. Or the Kula Yalma Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. And everybody holds like Rav also. That since you're doing a mitzvah with this Erev, there wouldn't be any Isra of having Hanor from the Kever to do this mitzvah of Arubi Tchumim. Therefore, really, it should be Mutter like Yehuda says. Or Bezoi, what's the svar? Why do the Rabbanan say it's also you can't put the Erev on top of the Kever, because you're not allowed to have Hanor from the Kever. Aye, it's a mitzvah, Zav Lehenes Nitna. So the more of a Hokim if look at the Machlokes is like this. Ma Sobar, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kivan the corner lay Erev, lo nicha lay the mintra. The Ika purpose you have the Erev on top of the Kever is you should be kind of the Erev. It should be mati you to walk up Hayimama. And that's Chal Ben Hashemoshes. Now, once you kind of you have the right to walk, you don't care anymore if the kever like is watching your bread should be watched. It doesn't bother you if the bread gets lost or not. So, it's not called you having any zaitik hanor from the kever. The only hanor you're having is that chal the heter for you to walk up by mama, and that's the dvar mitzvah, that's mutter. No masov, the Rabbanan hold the svari is nichalei demintaru. A person, when he puts his Erev down on top of the kever, on top of the grave, he's nicha that the grave like should watch his bread for him, even after the Erev Ischal. The Erev Ischal, the beginning of Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, that's when it's called Yokrena Yeshvisa. We look as if you're living outside in the field there by the Alpayim Amah, and that's why from there on you have another Alpayim Amah. Now, once Ben Hashmashos is over, Yokrena the Erev. But the Abaron Hol Desvar, a person still wants that his bread should be watched. That Lu Yitzu tomorrow, he does walk out to the field, he wants to be able to eat the bread there. And what's watching the bread? The kever is watching it. So b'zoi, it's called you having anor from the kever, that's why it's awesome. So tomorrow, Omasava Nichalei Dimintiru, the Yitzruach Ochulei, because Lu Yitzu tomorrow is going to want to walk out there, wants to eat the bread there, so what's watching the bread? The kever. So that's why it's also anor to make an Eruv on top of the kever. Because it's considered the kever is watching the bread even after the Din Eruv is Chal. Person doesn't care about who's watching it or not. Even if it is nichalei, behold, it's not called ano, it's als l'shem mitzvah, that's all. And the rabbanim say no. Even once you put the eruv there, you're still nicha that the bread should be watched there. That's called yavin zaitig ano. That's the reason why it's also, according to Rabbanan, to use a kever for to leave the Erev there. And by special Allah, we hold that Rabbanan. That's also to put the Erev on top of a kever, because it's considered you have inviting Hanor from the kever. So the Mishnah. Ma'arvin b'demai. Any Yisrael can make an Eruv b'tchumim and use demai. Even though demai is perish you bought from an Amoritz, and you have a suffix if you took off Maisrus or not, that with the Rabbanan you're not allowed to eat it, still we say you could use it for an Eruv B'Tchumim. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Chor the Kashri is, since you're not allowed to eat it now, it should be Osir, it's not called an Eichel. And on Shabbos you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris. So it should be Osir. Still the Mishnah says it's Mutter. Over Maisir Rishon Shenot L'Trumosai. If you have Maisir Rishon, you gave the Levi, and you're ready to go off the Truma, you could use it for an Eruv. So Chor the Gemara is near the Kashri Pshitom. Like, what's wrong? If you took off Truma and you took off Maisir Rishon, Pshit it's Mutter. Who are then of a Maisa Shani Vehegdi Shaniftu? Kur it's also Pshita. If you have Maisa Shani, you appoint it's Chulin, and Avad, you could use it for an Eruv B'Tchumim. Who are then Hegdi Shaniftu? Now it's Chulin, Pshita, you could use it for an Eruv. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. Va'akahanim b'chalo or else of a Truma. A Kohen is allowed to use Chalo or Truma to make an Eruv B'Tchumim, which is also Pshita. Since he's allowed to eat it, Pshita it's Mutter. Avoloi b'tevel. You're not allowed to use Tevel for Eruv B'Tchumim. Because since it's not edible right now, it's also to eat it. The only way to eat is to take off Trumas and Maisus, and on Shabbos it's also to be mafresh Trumas and Maisus. So Melo Tevel is not called an Oichel on Shabbos, you can't use it for Eruv B'Tchumim. V'loi b'maisa rishon shlo not to Trumasai. You didn't take off the Truma, right, it's also to eat it, so it's not called an Oichel, you can't use it for an Eruv. V'loi b'maisa sheni v'egdi shlo niftu. Which the Gemara is also going to ask Pshita. If you have maisa sheni, it's not edible. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. And no one didn't hegdi shlo niftu Pshita with sasa. You're not allowed to eat it. I will see in the Gemara what the Kedushim are. So Rashi b'demai means b'kikish alokam yamoritz. So here first you mentioned demai that you didn't take off before Shabbos demai. The mitzvah it's also tedit. Still you're allowed to use it for neriv. V'loy demai sheshen v'edish laniftu. V'yafagav demotzi poriklu hashdimi olay mafarik. Even though you're able to be poiderit, but right now you weren't poider, and on Shabbos you can't be poider. So therefore you shouldn't use it because it's not an oicha right now. Now it's also tedit. It's also to use it now. So the Gemara. Demai, holy chazilei. Why does the Mishnah say you could use demai, the paris or the food, the bread you bought from the Amoritz? You're not allowed to eat it now. You didn't take off maisters before Shabbos. So why can you use it for Nerev? The Teretz is, migul di boy maklu nichsein. If the person himself wanted to, he could become a poor person on Shabbos. He could be mafkir all his nichosim. Then the oni, then he'll become an oni. And then the chazilei. It's chazi and oni is allowed to eat demai. The Mela Hashtanami Chazile. That's enough for even though now you're not an oni, you weren't mafkin chosim, still it's mutter. The about there's a possibility you could make it mutter for you on Shabbos, that's enough that you're allowed to use it for an Eruv. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Demai, Machil Nesonim Demai. You're allowed to give an oni Demai teat. In other words, Demai, like Tais always says, the Gemara always says, really midiraisu inemon roiva amuratsim do take off maestris. So midiraisu it's mutter gomer teat. Even in the Rabbon, it's not really an issue of the Rabbon and Demai. It's a Chumra B'Yalma. The Rabbon told you to be Machmir. Mashenkin to a noni, the Rabbanon were not machmir. That's why the Rabbanon said a noni is lari demai. And who adin v'yesach sanoi demai. If you have the army men, that the melech makes a decree, when the army men come into the city, the people in the city are supposed to be mafarnas the army men. So if you have a chiyus to mafarnas them, to give them teeth, you're allowed to give them teeth from demai. Because the achsanoi, they're called anim right now. Since they're not home, they're in the fighting, they're called anani then, so you're allowed to give them demai. So once you see it's mutter for noni tita mai, who are then you're allowed to make, use it for an eruv tchumin? So the emerson it's mutter, just the rabbanu machmir. So you say, as far as since you have echatimsa, how to eat it yourself, you could be mafki in the chosim, can become a noni, it's called an oichol, you could use it for an eruv. So drash yachta noi, chayolas malcha yisrael, yiddish army men, shematinu noisen al bnei ir. The melech says that the bnei ir, the people in the city, has to feed them. The army men blive like an iyim because they're not home right now, so they're an oni. Omer Rafuna Tono, Beisham Ayurim ain't machil nesanim demai. Beisham holds no, you're not allowed to. Or Beisil Loimrim machil nesanim demai. Beisil holds no, yes, you are allowed to be machil nesanim demai. You could be machil them, therefore it's mutim. Give me Gemara then. The halacha is like this, Hillel, that an oni is allowed to eat demai, or bezoi, that's why you could use it for an eruv tchumin. But the Mishnah says, over ma'aser rishon shenot lo trumasli. So you have ma'aser rishon that you took off the truma. So the havamina is shenot lo trumasli means even truma gedoyla. So the chura fret the gemara pshita. Like, why can't you use it? Abadi could use it for an eruv tchumin. Pshita it's mutter. What's the chiddush here? So the gemara lo nit lo tzricha sheikdimu bishibolim. We're talking about now, ma'aser rishon means that your shibola means when it was still in the stalks. You're growing wheat, when the stalks, you still have the stalk of wheat, right away you went and gave it to the Levi. In other words, really what you're supposed to do first is, first you take off truma gedoyla, usually, then you take off ma'aser rishon and give it to a Levi, and then the Levi takes off trumas ma'asers. That's the way it works usually. But usually you give truma gedoyla first. Now, here we're talking about, you didn't give off truma gedoyla. When the wheat was growing, when it was still in its stalks, you right away went to the Levi and gave him Ma'aser Rishon before you gave Trum Gedoyla. Hez Letzricha Shekdimu Bishibolim, you gave the Levi when it was still in its stalks, V'not Lememenu Trumas Ma'aser, and the Levi took out of here Trumas Ma'aser, V'not Lememenu Trum Gedoyla. But Trum Gedoyla was never taken out of these pairs. Still the Chiddush is smooth to teach right now, and that's why you could use it for an Eruv Trumim. Uker Rav Avua, like Rav Avua says, Amar Resh Lakish, the Amar Rav Avua, Amar Resh Lakish, Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibolin, in the case that a Yisrael went directly with his stalks of wheat, instead of giving first to the Kohen Truma Gedoyla, he took the wheat straight, one tenth of it, he gave to the Levi, he gave Ma'aser Rishon first to the Levi, is Alocha Potem et Truma Gedoyla. In a case where the Levi took off Truma's Ma'aseris, then there's no more Chiyah to take off Truma Gedoyla. You're potter for giving Truma Gedoyla. So that's the Chiddush. Even though Truma Gedoyla was never taken off these wheat, still it's mutter to eat it. What's the raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'hari moisim imenu Truma Sashem. He's supposed to take off Truma from Paris, and we dashin maisim in a maiser. He's supposed to take off Truma from maiser. So we dashin maisim in a maiser mat l'cho, for loy Truma Gedoyla, Truma's maisim in a maiser. There's never like two chiyuvim to take off from the maisim. If you have it in Meiser, Meiser means you took off one tenth and gave the Levi. So Zohar din Trumas Meiser. Now the Levi has to take off again one tenth. That's called Trumas Meiser. And give that to the Kohen. But there's only one Chiyah to take off Trumas Meiser from Meiser. There's no Chiyah to take off two Trumas from Meiser. Like in our case, where you took these stalks of wheat and gave it straight to the Levi. So all you have so far is Meiserishin. You did not take off Truma Gedoyla. Still the Pasuk says you're potter. But the Pasuk says only Trumas Ma'aser min ha'Ma'aser. There's a time when you only have to take off just Trumas Ma'aser and not Truma Gedoyla. So here, when you gave the wheat to the Levi, it was only Bishibolim, it wasn't Bikriyet, it was only in its stalks. So really, Midaraisa wasn't Chal the Zmanya to give Truma Gedoyla. So about right away you made it into Ma'aser, then you're potter from Truma Gedoyla. So that's the Chiddush of Al-Mishnah, like Rav Avuah says. Then in the case we gave the Levi right away in its stalks, you don't have to take off Truma Gedoyla anymore. Such a tremendous Chiddush, that you're allowed to eat these peiris even though you never took off Truma Gedoyla. Omer le Rav Popol Abaye, for Rav Popol Abaye, if you have such a posik that says, once you have Ma'aser, there's never a Chiyah to take off from Ma'aser Truma Gedoyla. There's only a Chiyah to take off Truma's Ma'aser. Hiyochi afilu akdima b'kri nami. Why do we say dafki b'shibolim, that the Yisrael took the stalks of wheat and gave it to the Levi? Why don't we have even a case where the Yisrael first took the stalks of wheat and made a bakri. That means he took out the kernels and made a pile of them and made miruach. Hekdim of a kri usually means you made a pile of the wheat and you smoothed out the pile. That's called nigmar malachtoi. Now there's a chi of mediraiz to take off trumas and maizus. It's also teach from these parents now without taking off trumas and maizus. So once you have the same chiddush, the Yisrael first made a kri out of it. He took his wheat and made it into a pile and smoothed out the pile. And instead of giving truma gedola, he went straight to the Levi and gave the Levi Maaser Rishon. Why don't we still say the same chiddush there? That now there's no chi of truma gedola anymore. There's only a chi for the Levi to take off trumas Maaser. Why don't we say such a chiddush? So that Gemara name, Omalei Alech Omakron, such a case where you already made Meruach, where you already made Bekri, then it's chal already the chi of truma gedola, the chi of can never go off. We have a posik. Alech Omakron, Mikol Maaser Osechem Terimu. As called Trumas Hashem, that is a ribui. Mashmeh as called Trumas Hashem, all Trumas Hashem. Even for Maaser, still you have to take off all Trumas Hashem. What does all Truma mean? Even Truma Gedola. So here we have a posik. One posik is saying that Truma Gedola you do have to take off from Maaser Rishon. And the first posik is Mashmeh no. Only Maaser, Truma mina Maaser, v'loi shtei Trumas mina Maaser. So here there's a theory with the psukim, Shreddi Gemara Mar Rais. How do we know to make a chilek? What goes on what? And for the Gemara, high idgun v'hai lo idgun. That's a svara. Idgun means usually the wheat when it's first growing is called shibolis. It's called stalks. It first gets a shame dogun by miruach. That means you take out the stalks, you take out the wheat, and you put it into a pile and you smooth down the pile. That's a ma'aser of miruach. That's called idgun. May the arise. So when is the chal lechiv to take off trumas and ma'aseris? Only bishas miruach. Before that, you're allowed to eat it. Midiraisi could eat the peris without taking off trumas and maizus. Midirabonin, you can't eat kvai, you can't eat arai. But I call upon him, midiraisi, the chiv is first chal, b'shas meruach. So the svar to say, when the pasuk says that you always have to take off truma gedola, it's mustarva to say, if mitchila first the Yisrael made a kri here, he made a meruach. So mele was chal a chiv upon him to take off truma gedola. So now even though he goes right away and gives one tenth to the Levi, aus meiser, still it's a svar of the old chiv didn't go off. Because you already mechuyev to take off truma gedola. So now from the Levi you have to take off also truma gedola and trumas meiser. Mashenka in the first posig that as mashma once she gave meiser the Levi has mechuyev to take off truma gedola. That's mistava before idgun, before it came to matzav and meruach. So midiraisa was a mechuyev in truma gedola, but right away you went and gave it to the Levi, so you made a chalois meiser on it before it even got a chiyev truma gedola. So that's the start for the first posik to say that since you made it meiser before the chiyuv truma was chal, the chiyuv truma is not chal b'shatas meiser. That's the start for the first posik. So if you did it before idgin, you gave meiser, it's only meiser, and you have no chiyuv to give truma gedola. But if you first made it idgin, that the chiyuv truma was already chal, that's the svar the chiyuv does not go off. Now the loch of idgun was saying is there's no chiyuv to take off truma meiser. Kaidim idgun. When it's b'shiboyles, there's no chiyuv. But if you want to avad, you could. It's just a din, you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maizus. But if you do take off trumas and maizus, once the peris are grown as shlish, you can take off trumas and maizus if you want. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though this maizurishin had no truma gedola taken off, still it's mutter to eat. In the case when you gave it to the Levi before idgin. And that's Shabavu's chiddush. Moravaita. The Mishnah says of a maizur sheni v'hegdish niftu. If you have maizur sheni, you were poida, became chulun. Who was in hegdish niftu? It's mutter to use for neriv. For the Gemara pshita avadi could use it. Why not? And the Gemara loy tzricha shenosa nesakeren v'lo nos nesachoymish. When you were poida the maizur sheni and the hegdish din is, you're supposed to be moist of another fist, not just the money itself, but a fist more. So we're talking about you did not give the extra chaymish. Or kamashmon the chiddush is tiyena chaymish makiv. Even though there's a mitzvah to be poida another fist, but if you didn't give the extra fist, you should know the pidyon is still chal. So now the maaser sheni becomes chulin, and the hegdish becomes chulin. That's why you're allowed to use it for an eruv. Avoloi betevel. So the Mishnah was, but you can't use tevel for eruv betchumim. For the more pshita, the tevel is mamish also teet me the raisa. Before you took off trumas and maaser's avad, it's not called a meichel. Like pshita, you can't use it for an eruv betchumim. Lord tzricha betevel tovel medrabonin. The chiddush is, even though there's a chiyuv only midirabonin to take off trumas and maizus, ukigoyin shezoru beotzes shein anokov. You planted these apples in a flower pot that had no hole in the flower pot. An otzes, a flower pot, shein anokov, has no hole in it. So it gets no yunika from the ground. So midiraisa, it's potter from truma to maitzis. There's only a chiyuv. Amarasani midrabbonim you have a chiyuv. So I would think since the chiyuv is only midrabbonim, maybe the erev can still be chal. Kamashvula, no. About midrabbonim, it's also tidit. It's not called an oichel. The erev is not chal at all. Kurus also pshiti. About erev is only midrabbonim. No, but I would think maybe some havamin, maybe there would be nekel here. Kamashvula, no. Even though it's only osim midrabbonim, still you can't use it for an erev. Now the Mishnah says, if you have Maiserishin that you did not take off the Truma, so it's also Titus Maiserishin, you can't use it for an Erev. But the Gemara Pshita, if you didn't take off Truma, his Av means you didn't take off any Truma at all. Not even Truma Gdela, not even Truma Smaiser. So Pshita is also Titus. So the Gemara, Loi Tzricha no, Sheik Dimo Bekri. We're talking about where first the Yisrael had his wheat and made it, piled it up, and smoothed out the pile, he made a Kri out of it. Now right away he went and gave it to the Levi. He gave Maiser to the Levi.